Because whether you believe Grush or not, if it's true what he's saying, it's the biggest story in the history of mankind.
Of course.
All I know is that people are testifying under oath, saying that there's a crash retrieval program, biologics, all that stuff.
Today we're talking to James Fox, one of the most prolific documentary filmmakers working in the UFO space. James spent 3 decades investigating UFO cases, producing 7 documentaries, including Out of the Blue, I Know What I Saw, The Phenomenon, The Program, and in 2007, he organized what's still considered the most credible civilian UFO disclosure event in history, bringing 14 military and government officials from 7 countries to the National Press Club in Washington. His latest film, Moment of Contact, New Revelations, which is the follow-up of Moment of Contact 1, expands on his nearly 30-year investigation into the Varginha incident in Brazil. Case involving non-human beings, military capture, and one mysterious death. Where are you with the whistleblowers and the current narrative, the folks coming out, the Grush, Elizondo, the guys that come from military intelligence, yeah, that have clearance, they clear their talking points for DOD? Where are you with this? Is it real? Is it disinformation?
Here's what I say to the people out there that criticize these whistleblowers. Fair enough. Because they say, I'm sick and tired of hearing these allegations, and where's the proof? Instead of criticizing them, why don't we recognize the fact that they're saying that they want to tell us the classified details needed, but they are concerned about their personal safety, they're concerned about the consequences, they're concerned about their clearances.
Why don't they want us to know? There's some advantage that they have.
Okay, so let's live in an alternate reality for a moment.
Yeah.
Okay, and let's just imagine that this is all true. Okay, let's imagine that UFOs have crashed. Let's imagine that we have biologics. We've captured some alive. Let's imagine that we have this technology. What incentive would the Defense Department or the various agencies that are in control of this special access, you know, super ultra secret programs, how would they benefit by sharing that technology with the rest of the world?
They would not.
They would have to admit that Earth is under some sort of observation. We have definitive proof that we're not alone. We have biologics. We've been lying to you guys for 80 plus years. Roswell was real. Magenta was real. 30s in Italy. We don't know who they are, where they come from, or what their agenda is. I don't see an incentive to disclose that either.
When I first heard about the Varginha case in Brazil, I thought, there's no way there's anything to this. It's a brown, slippery alien I was like, there's nothing to it. And then I started doing some research. Of course, my primary source was Moment of Contact. And yeah. I was like, this happened. This story happened.
There's other things about Hal that I can't really discuss with you, but I had some weird telepathic stuff with him that...
You like mind melded with Hal
Puthoff? I just want to know what the hell's going on.
Or, we all do.
You know, I want to know what's going on. And
you have so much integrity and respect from not just the UFO community, but from everybody. How have you stayed that guy, the most probably the most trustworthy voice